Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
New Orleans, a city unlike any other. Its rich history and cultural vibrancy have long fascinated those who walk its streets. But beneath the charm of the wrought iron balconies, jazz-filled air, and the spirited revelry of Bourbon Street, there lies something darker, something that lingers in the shadows, just out of reach. For New Orleans is not only a city of celebration, but a place where the dead refuse to stay buried. A city where the past is never far behind, and where the spirits of those long gone are said to walk among the living. For centuries, New Orleans has carried with it a reputation as one of the most haunted cities in the United States. Its dark history, marked by plagues, fires, slavery, and tragedy, has left behind more than just memories. Those who visit often report strange and unsettling occurrences. Apparitions appear and vanish before their eyes. Cold spots send chills down their spines, and the sound of voices, long silenced by death, sometimes breaks through the noise of the living. The French Quarter, the oldest part of the city, is perhaps the most haunted of all. With its narrow streets and centuries-old buildings, it feels as though the past is always just around the corner. And nowhere is this more evident than at the LaLaurie Mansion, a place where unspeakable horrors once took place, and where, many believe, the restless dead still remain. Madame Delphine LaLaurie was a wealthy socialite known for hosting lavish parties in the early 1800s. Her mansion at 1140 Royal Street was the envy of all who saw it. But behind its elegant facade, a nightmare was unfolding. In 1834, a fire broke out in the mansion, and as the flames were extinguished, a horrifying discovery was made. The bodies of enslaved people, tortured and mutilated, were found in a hidden chamber. The truth of Madame LaLaurie's cruelty was revealed, and she fled the city, never to return. But the house did not remain quiet for long. Visitors to the mansion have reported hearing the screams of those who suffered within its walls. Apparitions of the tortured slaves have been seen wandering the halls, their spirits seemingly trapped in a place of unimaginable pain. Some say they can feel the presence of Madame LaLaurie herself, a cold and malevolent force that still lingers in the home where she once ruled with an iron hand. The mansion has changed hands many times over the years, but its haunted reputation has never faded. Not far from the LaLaurie Mansion is another place with a haunted past, Pirate's Alley. This narrow, cobblestone street is said to have been a gathering place for pirates in the early days of the city. Among them, the infamous Jean Lafitte, a privateer who became a hero of the War of 1812. Today, Pirate's Alley is a quiet corner of the French Quarter, but those who walk its length after dark sometimes report seeing ghostly figures, dressed in old-fashioned clothes, their eyes hidden beneath wide-brimmed hats. The sound of boots on cobblestone echoes down the alley, though no one is there to make it. The French Quarter is full of places where the line between the living and the dead seems to blur. One such place is the Hotel Monteleone, a grand old hotel that has been a fixture of the city since the late 1800s. Over the years, guests and staff alike have reported strange occurrences within its walls. A young boy, lost and confused, is often seen wandering the hallway, searching for his parents. His tragic story is one of heartbreak. He's said to have died in the hotel, and his spirit, it seems, cannot rest. But the ghosts of New Orleans are not confined to the French Quarter. Just outside its boundaries lies one of the most famous cemeteries in the world, St. Louis Cemetery No. 1. This is the final resting place of the Voodoo Queen, Marie Laveau. Born in the late 1700s, Marie Laveau was a powerful figure in New Orleans, known for her skills in voodoo and her influence over the people of the city. She was feared and respected in equal measure. And even today, more than a century after her death, her spirit is said to roam the cemetery. Visitors to her tomb leave offerings, coins, candles, and even personal items in the hope of receiving her favor or protection. Some claim to have seen her ghost standing near her grave, watching over those who come to seek her help. Others say they have felt her presence, a sudden rush of cold air, or the inexplicable feeling of being watched. Marie Laveau may be gone, but in New Orleans, her spirit is very much alive. The St. Louis Cemetery is filled with the tombs of other historical figures, many of whom, it is said, have not found peace in death. Mysterious lights float above the graves at night, and strange whispers seem to come from the shadows. It is a place where the dead are closer than ever, their presence felt in every corner of the old cemetery. Another house in the city holds a dark history that has only added to its legend. The Sultan's Palace, also known as the Gardette La Prête House. The story of the Sultan's Palace is one of bloodshed and mystery. In the mid-1800s, a man claiming to be a Turkish sultan moved into the grand home, bringing with him an entourage of servants and concubines. He lived a life of luxury, but one night, something terrible happened. The entire household was found brutally murdered, the sultan's body discovered buried alive in the courtyard. The identity of the killer remains a mystery, but many believe the sultan's spirit still haunts the house. Those who visit the sultan's palace often report hearing the sound of screams in the night, as if the massacre is being replayed over and over again. Blood stains, long since scrubbed away, seem to reappear, and the air in the house feels thick with the weight of what happened there. The ghost of the sultan himself is said to roam the halls, seeking justice or revenge for his untimely death. New Orleans is also home to many haunted restaurants and bars, where the spirits of the past seem to linger long after closing time. One such place is Muriel's, located on Jackson Square. The building has a long history, but it is the story of its former owner, who took his own life in the 1800s, that haunts it today. Guests and staff have reported strange noises, disembodied voices, footsteps, and the sound of furniture being moved. Tables are often found mysteriously set, as if the restaurant's ghostly resident is preparing for a meal that will never be served. At the Absinthe House, a historic bar frequented by notorious figures like Jean Lafitte, the past is never far away. Patrons have reported seeing phantom figures sitting at the bar, their presence accompanied by the strong scent of absinthe and the sound of laughter that seems to come from nowhere. The spirits of those who once drank there, it seems, have never truly left. The oldest family-run restaurant in New Orleans, Antoine's, is another place where the past lingers. Over the years, both patrons and employees have witnessed strange occurrences, glasses clinking in empty rooms, the sound of voices long gone, and the faint outlines of figures dressed in clothing from another era. Antoine's is a place steeped in history, and its ghosts are a reminder that time never truly stands still in New Orleans. Of course, no discussion of the hauntings in New Orleans would be complete without mentioning voodoo. The city's connection to voodoo is deep, and its influence can be felt in every corner of the city. Marie Laveau may be the most famous practitioner, but she is far from the only one. Many visitors report strange experiences in the city's voodoo shops and altars, where it is said the spirits of voodoo practitioners still linger. At Congo Square, the spiritual heart of the city's voodoo community, rituals were once held that called upon the spirits for protection, healing, and guidance. Today, the square is quiet, but those who visit often report feeling a sense of power in the air, as if the spirits are still watching. Objects move on their own, whispers fill the air, and the presence of something beyond the physical world can be felt by all who stand on this sacred ground. The city's haunted reputation extends beyond its borders. Just outside New Orleans lies the Myrtles Plantation, a place said to be one of the most haunted locations in America. The plantation has seen its share of tragedy, including the murder of the Woodruff family and the legend of Chloe, an enslaved woman who was said to have poisoned the family. Her ghost, along with the spirits of children who died on the plantation, are often seen wandering the grounds. The spirit of William Winter, who was shot on the front porch, is also said to haunt the plantation. He reportedly died in his wife's arms after collapsing in the house, and his ghost has been seen reenacting his final moments. Paranormal investigators have captured numerous recordings of voices, cold spots, and other evidence of the supernatural at the Myrtles Plantation, making it a hotspot for those seeking proof of the afterlife. Back in the heart of New Orleans, Jackson Square is another place where the past refuses to remain silent. Once the site of public executions and military parades, the square is said to be haunted by the ghosts of executed criminals and restless spirits from the Battle of New Orleans. Shadowy figures drift through the crowds of visitors, their faces pale and expressionless, and the air feels thick with the weight of the city's violent past. And then there is Charity Hospital, a place where the suffering of the past seems to have left a permanent mark. The hospital treated victims of yellow fever, cholera, and countless other deadly diseases that swept through New Orleans. Today, the hospital stands abandoned, but those who venture near it report hearing the screams of patients long dead, the sound of ghostly footsteps echoing through the empty halls. The spirits of doctors, nurses, and patients alike are said to roam the hospital, trapped in a place of pain and death. In New Orleans, the past is never truly gone. The city's streets, buildings, and cemeteries are alive with the stories of those who lived and died here. The ghosts of New Orleans are more than just legends. They are a part of the city itself. A reminder that in this place, the line between the living and the dead is thinner than we might like to believe.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.